Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are recording this in the beginning of May, and we're about a week away from the NFL schedule getting released. I know you guys get it a little bit ahead of time. It's not insane amount ahead of time that fans get it. When you get the schedule, what is the first thing you look for when you get your schedule for next season?
Oh, boy. Great question. I really try and look at the schedule in between games.
Oh, wow.
The time that is going to lapse in between games. And because we're a popular ticket, right? A popular show on TV from time to time as well. We play at a lot of odd times, odd parts of the week. And you have to embrace it. That's what you got to do as a team. And it's great for our fans. It's hard on the players, right? And hard on their families. And it's hard on the coaches in particular because of the preparation that's put in. We all love routines, especially in the high performance world. People, you know, routines are what sometimes lead to elite performances. And you have to be able to adjust your routine, but you'd rather not, to be quite honest. So I'm looking right away for how many days in between each game, where the short weeks are going to be, and then where the longer weeks are going to be as well to maybe catch up on some rest, or we can, during this week, we can actually work on one of our short week opponents a little bit, like one phase. We'll just look at third down, perhaps. So just always trying to find a competitive advantage in everything we're doing.
All right. So when you get that, it's a great answer, because do you then start the big picture of going to your sports science department right away and saying, hey, in November, we have this? Or is it more as you get closer to that? Do you already have all that laid out?
We do, and they do a really good job. And over the years, that again, our familiarity with one another has grown. Okay, this is what Sean likes. And so last year, what they did was they basically filled out the outline of the season in terms of what each practice should, you know, starting in, you know, August at least, or I take it back, starting in June or July, this is what we're pitching for the season to you, Sean. Now, I have final say, because I think there is also a feel of, hey, this is what was pitched back in June or July, but this is where my gut tells me the team is,
right,
and what they need. So I overrule that at times just because of, hey, no, we got to go harder today. Or you know what? I talked to a couple of the leaders on the leadership group and they're feeling kind of tired. We need to back off a little bit here, even though the grid, I call it the grid, says this. So yes, I try and involve as many of the critical components to solve the problem, the equation as possible, and then ultimately use my field to get the final answer.
We're fortunate. We have a conversation every year with Mike North, who's the vice president of broadcast for the NFL, and he'll give us some nuggets about kind of how the schedule is made and what teams are looking for. And he specifically brought up a story this year that I thought was really interesting. He said Spags, when he was with the Rams, got the schedule, and it was really not favorable for the Rams. I think they didn't play a division game till week 7 or something. It was a really, really hard kind of beginning of the schedule.
I think they had all playoff teams until the first half of the year.
That's
too.
What I mean. So it was a very front-loaded schedule. Do you look at how your opponents fall on the schedule, or do you just immediately go to the off time? Are you looking when the schedule comes out of, okay, hey, we've got this team in the beginning, maybe we're happy we get that team in the beginning or at the end, or does any of that play a factor?
To a small extent, and I can understand what Spags was alluding to. Yeah, listen, there's times when you're like, hey, they want us to go here, and then 4 days later, we got to go here, and you're like two big time, two typically perennial powers in our league. And but
you had that little run last year, the three games in a row on the road to start the season, bang, 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 all on the road. That was surprising when the schedule came out.
But here's the thing: what I've learned over the years is you can't control it. Mm-hmm. So, we need to embrace it and just take them one at a time, and we'll get to that part in the schedule. And yeah, it might be hard. The reality of our league is I think every year there's like 4 to 6, maybe 7 new playoff teams. Maybe that's actually a little bit overboard, but I think 4 to 5 maybe. And so who may have been good the year before may not be as good this year, or you may catch them at a certain time. So, it depends. I'll also look at how many new coaches we're going to face. And so the thing also too, let's not forget, is we know our opponents. It's just a matter of when we're going to play them. So that piece again is I'm just laser focused on trying to do the best that I can with our team and just saying, hey, we know who we're playing already. So already we've begun some of that research through the film, of course, and trying to figure out who these new opponents are, or who a team that maybe we haven't played in a couple of years is now with even the same staff or a new staff. So it's just a matter of more planning and being intentional. Like we'll have a couple of years ago, and it happens every year. All right, we're going to play a new opponent on a short week that we haven't played in a couple of years. Well, we're going to do that, especially if in the first quarter or so of the season or first half of the season, we're going to do that now. We're going to at least do one part of the game plan for them so that you're not turning on the TV or the film on a Sunday night after a game that you just played, trying to familiarize yourself with the new opponent who you have no idea who they are or what they're about. So, again, it's all this, how quick can you get to the answer of who they are and what they're about?